At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back, BetQL Daily, right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Thursday. Coming about 40 minutes from now, we'll have Lightning Bets, our fair plays for tonight across the NBA with games tonight, NHL with a couple games tonight, of course, all of Major League Baseball, some home run props, which Aaron has been hitting at a record pace here. So do we have the standings? Do we go back to that? Do we have the standings up on
I hit yesterday, too.
Who'd you have?
Lindor.
Lindor, show bet. Let's go.
Lindor, I was saying that to Aaron before we hopped on to the show today. His numbers off, was it Junis yesterday? Insane.
That's why we played it. We had to.
That's a good one. All right. So
we found a really good number. I think we found plus 550 out there.
Yeah.
Why? He's hit so well this year, too. That's a weird number.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's odd. Yeah. Nobody had Jock Peterson. We missed that two nights ago. Three home runs, which was just crazy. I mean, it always stinks like we miss sometimes, and you know, you don't see it coming. When a guy hits three,
odds on three.
Do they even put those up? You could bet on two home runs. I mean, who would bet on three home runs for a player in a game? It's like, when does that happen? So rarely.
It'd be like betting on the no hitter. That some books post that every day. I could bet on the hat trick. We're seeing it a lot of nights in hockey. But three homers, no chance. I do see two homers is posted, right?
Two plus.
That's probably what it is.
Oh, two plus, and they don't do three plus.
I don't see three plus. Like, just for example, tonight, let's pull up Yankees Rays. Judge is 30-1 on two plus. That's all you're getting. It's 30-1.
Terrible.
Now, if you want to go with Wander Franco or, you know, Anthony Rizzo, we're talking about 55-1, 90-1. You get some pretty good numbers on two plus.
A home run prop is hard enough.
So what, like, what do you think a fair number on two plus would be? 100?
I don't know. Yeah. Won't offer it.
Yeah.
How many times? Well, you know what? Now that I think about it, the other day we saw like three different players go two plus.
It happens. But it only usually happens with real power hitters.
Mookie Betts.
Like, if Paul ever puts a Cabrian Hayes in 2+, do we have to stop him as friends? Like, Paul, listen.
Doe should be 100.
Cabrian Hayes should be 1,000.
That's true.
Hasn't home run yet? I said Paul yesterday, we're going to get to a nickel or dime here. At least we're going to try to with Zach taking us through nickel or dime today. I sent Paul yesterday. There was a graphic up of, like, in every stadium, Cabrian Hayes would have this many home runs. The most were in Philadelphia, actually. If he played in Philadelphia, he'd have this many. But obviously we know he has zero home runs. Are we going to do this? Are we going to try a nickel or dime on this show for the first time in
if you want to.
In months? Months and months and months? Let's do it. Let's try a nickel or dime. All right, Zach, who's producer for us today, is going to take us through a nickel or dime. Zach,
Here we go. Okay, total white people problems here. Something I was thinking about, like, that's kind of strange. And it's on my mind because the cleaning lady's coming today. Yes, the cleaning lady. So she comes like once a month. for the last few years. Awesome. Polish, great. Because she's Polish, of course. So we have, I think, so we have the vacuum cleaner system in the house. I forget what it's called, where you plug it into the wall. Like it's set.
Dyson?
No, not plug it into the wall, but this stuff goes through the house. It's through the duct system, and it goes out into the thing in the garage, catches
all the dirt. Never even heard of this.
No? I mean, it was in the house when we moved in. So she didn't like that. We have a Dyson. I've had that for a few years. Those are not cheap. And then she complained that one doesn't pick up enough. So then my wife went out and purchased a Dirt Devil for this lady who we're paying, you know, once a month to come in. Like, she's got all these requests, like for the certain kind of cleaning stuff and a new vacuum cleaner.
I thought they brought their own supplies.
She does not. Maybe they do elsewhere if you pay more. I don't know.
But you know what's funny? So this is the first time I've ever had a cleaning person. I've always lived alone in apartments.
When you're with a kid, justify. Oh man.
Yeah, now that I have a kid who's like spilling yogurt on the floor and crumbs everywhere, I need a little
need
extra.
A deep clean,
does bring the stuff, but like I've noticed like whatever she does to clean like the wind, like the sliding glass door, it's all streaky. Like I had to like go back and clean it again. So it is a good point. I'm like, should I just tell her to use the products I have?
I said it in the beginning, but it was just on my mind because my wife was told me to bring the Dyson back to the basement because she doesn't use it. It's not good enough for her.
I would say my recommendation would be let the person cleaning do what they want to do. Let them use the supplies they want. And like within reason, right? They don't have to just like.
Including us purchasing new vacuums.
No, that's not within reason.
I would not purchase a new vacuum. Like she brings her own and I showed her where mine is in the closet. I'm like, you can use this, you can use that if you want. And I just kind of leave it up to her.
It wasn't that expensive, but still I'm like, it's a vacuum. It picks stuff up. I've used it many times.
It's a double expense. You're paying this person to do the service right. And then you're paying supplies for them.
Now,
next you're going to pay for the Uber to get them to your house.
That's the next one.
Listen, we'll just pay for her to get here. Pay for them to get here. Whatever.
Very nice lady. Yeah.
I'm sure.
But yeah.
And so boy, you have to get another vacuum now?
We already did.
What do you do with the old ones?
I brought it down to the basement. Yeah. I don't know. I can use it in the basement once in a while. Clean it that down there, I guess. Yeah. And now we got the system, which nobody can use in the house.
Speaking of the kids and the stuff is just dirty all the time. It's
you find stuff that you're like, oh,
it's unbelievable. It's like especially in the dining room or like where they eat. It's just like the floor. It's like, is any of this food actually getting inside your mouth or is it just all on the floor? It's unbelievable. Always. It's crazy. Aaron, it's just going to get worse.
Quick update on my mats. The dude texted me saying it's going to be ordered on Monday. Do we think he's actually going to order it?
Order what? What I miss?
My car mats. I haven't let this go, Joji.
So they're getting them to you.
She left a negative review and now she's getting stuff
tear. I ripped them. I'm talking all caps and all.
Wait, you went all caps?
Yeah, all caps. And the termite guy, I got like a free termite inspection and he loves our show, by the way. And he did enjoy my flagship car wash rant.
The termite
yesterday.
Guy listens? Yeah. We got termite guys.
I've got a termite
guy. He said he was so happy. He was so sick of listening to talk about the Commanders that he found our show on 1580 AM and told all his buddies about it. So
well, now we got some fans. Are you getting a discount because he listens to our show?
Prioritizing your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. With AG1, just one scoop of this foundational nutrition supplement delivers your daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more.
It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day. With AG1, you're giving your body high-quality nutrition with ingredients that are sourced for absorption, potency, and nutrient density. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase at drinkag1.com/odyssey. That's drinkag1.com/odyssey. Check it out.
No, he did try to polite.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
At least sell me on something that I'm not sure I need. So, but he was
no, but you got to take it now because he's a fan.
Well, see, now you have to understand that he's listening right now.
I don't want
to
spend almost $2,000 on like termite prevention, though. I guess it'll be more. Is it?
Wait, no one wants termites.
I don't want termites.
Nobody wants termites.
No, they remember I told you I signed up for the like they come spray every few months.
So
they were like, do you want the free termite inspection? Which I now think might have been a sales thing. Like, yeah, we offer the free termite inspection and then we try to get people to buy the $2,000 thing that they install. But I agree, if you actually get it, I'm sure it's terrible. They live underground and start eating your wood, apparently. Ugh.
They eat the house from underneath, like they just eat it away. Yeah. I'm out on termites. They better not come here.
I'm also out on spending $2,000 this month. Like, no, thank you.
I would like to meet the people that are in on termites.
Well, you know,
in California,
guys, they need termites to have a business. The termite people are in on termites.
I wonder if he's listening right now.
So I would venture to guess that after you get the free termite inspection, it's amazing that 98% of people need it. They need the termite work, whatever they do, spray. I don't know what they do.
Well, the other thing I said, because it's like installed underground. I'm like, how do you know I don't already have this? Like, I just, you can't see it. I mean, he's like, there is a chance. Digging.
Get a shovel. The hawk.
Speaking
like
of digging,
Ruth from Ozark burying a body, you just start digging.
Speaking of digging, at our old house, before we sold it, we had a septic tank at the old house.
Yeah.
And it had to be inspected. So they had to dig like 20 feet in the ground to inspect it. And then once they did, they found out it wasn't working well enough. We had no idea. We had no idea it wasn't working well enough. And we had to have the whole thing removed and replaced before we moved. But the worst part was we had a fence up that we put up ourselves. I had to take the fence down so they can get back to the backyard, like the big trucks with all this stuff. And then because we sold the house with the fence up, like I couldn't leave the fence down because the person bought the house with the fence. I had to put the fence back up.
Back up.
That was
you put up a fence?
Yeah. Wow.
Not by myself. Like I had help.
Like
the plastic ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Vinyl?
Yeah. The vinyl. Yeah, the white vinyl. So it's like one goes into the next. Yeah.
Those, you have to dig pretty deep for those, no?
Yeah, you have to dig. You have to put the cement in like the post.
You did all that.
I had help. My dad helped me. But yeah, I was.
But I understand. But you didn't hire someone. That's pretty
impressive. No, I did it.
You were the guy that did not qualify on Jacobson's farm.
But I know, it's bothering me. But the worst part was I did that for us. And then I had to put it back up for somebody
back
else.
In. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't work as hard on that one. It was a little flimsy, whatever. I'm out of here.
Oh, you sold the house. You're good.
Out.
Man, I wish I could sell. Don't you wish you could sell the house now? Way things are going?
Yes, of course. It's insane. So,
yeah. It's nuts.
Are we selling and renting?
I don't think anyone in my house would be up for that.
Yeah,
no one would say yes to me if I said that we should do that.
It's nice to make some coin, just I like comfort too a lot.
I was thinking
it's
the same. I was like,
move.
Technically, I could sell and just get like a one bedroom apartment. apartment and be super go cheap, back, but the quality of my life would be terrible.
Oh, with a baby, it's easy. Yeah. One bedroom, get a studio.
Crib right next to my bed.
Ramen. Dial it back.
Your daughter crawling
just
on you.
Take over. Yeah.
We see her behind the BetQL banner.
We know how the hawk rolls. I mean,
the banner's just falling on me all the time. You hear her screaming. It's basically a daycare background. No, it's not funny. Work.
Yeah.
More content.
I'm pretty sure I'd get fired with the quickness if that started happening.
I don't think so. Don't say quick around me because I think a quick link and I get angry. Nobody knows what that means.
It's how we're talking to you right now.
Yes, there's the system we use, which works the majority of the time. I'd say it works as often as the Mavs make threes.
Sometimes it's perfect. And then sometimes it's awful.
Yes, right.
Yeah, some shows it's like, it's just like, you know, Mavs in game 7 against the Suns. And then sometimes it's like the Mavs in this series. No, not great. And yeah, we see Joe freeze and disappear.
Yeah, I missed half a segment. Oh, be happy you missed yesterday. It was an experience, the hour with Cody Decker.
So he was with you guys for an hour, right?
Yeah, and he was frozen about half the time. And then,
I almost couldn't focus after a while. It kept happening so much that I was just like,
I need Joji's calming presence right now.
So, didn't they have that down? Cody's on like every show on the Odyssey Network all the time.
He's got 15 podcasts on Odyssey, I think.
He's got all the baseball stuff. He does the Saturday thing with Rob Brown on the BetQL Network. He's in Chicago. He's on Chicago all the time, right? He's on 670 down the line or something.
He's got a baseball show.
He's everywhere.
He does a show with Horvat on the network.
I mean, he stole our home run prop things. I see that he puts up.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, does he?
I mean, that's going to be stolen. But he does a thing with one of the books. They do like a 2-minute video one before, like on the weekend, or like his home run prop for the day. They stole it from us, obviously.
He definitely stole it. We were the only people who were betting it.
I mean, this is the home run prop show. That's why we have standings that we're all proud of and don't matter to us. But they do.
I don't care.
I'll never say I don't care again.
Yeah,
this
right.
Is a good segment.
Is that like your line?
I kind of wish we had the audio of it, even though I'd probably want to crawl under a rock and die listening to it.
You laugh at it.
I have to admit, it was ridiculous, but I was in my feelings that day.
Yeah, it's true.
Is that your line when you're really upset about something? You say you don't care, and probably. Every time you say it, it gets louder and louder.
So you're screaming, I don't care.
Yeah. I'm sure my daughter will start saying it, right? They say,
like a pro. It's
BetQL Daily, the BetQL Network. Yes, we're going to do
I can't wait for my daughter to start throwing fits and just be like, wow, is this what I used to do?
I'm not sure you mean that.
No, it's
as someone who deals with fits, I'm not sure you mean that.
I don't want it.
Oh, man.
And girl fits, just my experience.
Oh, no.
Boy fits.
Don't look at me.
Girl oh, man. Fits. My dad used to make fun of me when I do that.
No, that is. Oh, my goodness.
BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL Daily from BetQL.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect forever.